So here we are, midway through the first full day, and maybe it feels like lifetimes already, or maybe you still feel like you're arriving or somewhere in between. And Elizabeth and I just want to share how touched we are by the amount of presence and settling and care that's already here amongst us. Thank you for your practice. So, some context for this next period of practice. This is a guided meditation with silence. And it's what's called a Brahma Vihara practice, which means the cultivation of the divine abode, Brahma Vihara, Vihara home, the divine home of the aware heart. And there's four practices in this grouping of practices. One you may have heard of is metta, friendliness, loving kindness, benevolence. And another is called karuna, which is compassion. So it's that loving kindness that turns towards suffering in ourselves, each other, the world. The third in this category of practices is called mudita, joy. It's a harmonic, resonant, subtle joy that we'll get there. Two more days. And then the last one is upekkha, equanimity, the cultivation of our capacity and our touching into the wish to have steadiness amidst the waves of life. Presence with the comings and goings, with the 10,000s of sorrows and joys, and presence and steadiness in the midst of that. The Brahma-Vihara practices are like a companion practice, a supporting, like they're two hands that come together to, they support each other. That supports the insight meditation practice that we're doing. And insight also supports the Brahma Viharas. They really work together to create us being careful and full of care. So the practice that I'm wanting to share with you this afternoon is the second of the four I mentioned, the karuna practice, compassion practice. Because what often shows up when we're first arriving, still arriving into retreat, is the difficulties. The body's not used to sitting this long, this often, being this still. The heart isn't maybe used to this much attention. The mind is being met in a different way than the usual way of following it around like a puppet on a string. So there can be a lot of challenges. And one of the things that it is showing up for most of us to some degree, maybe all, are what are called the hindrances. And this is a normal part of our practice. Where we're experiencing what's called restlessness. This could be in the body or in the mind. very hard to be still. And the mind planning and projecting. Restlessness is paired with remorse, this regretful mind that is going over things that have happened and over. And another one of these hindrances is sloth and torpor. And we may not realize how tired we are until we stop moving and running about. And then, first thing we often experience is this deep fatigue. It can also be a mental, energetic, emotional slothiness, torpor, dullness, grayness, heaviness that feels like a blanket coming over you. You just can't pull enough energy to pay attention to the present moment. And then there's desire and aversion, wanting to be somewhere else, wanting to do something else, wanting the body to be some other way, wanting other people to be other ways. The list is endless. So those are the same flip sides of a coin of wanting and not wanting how things are. Can show up infinite ways. And the last hindrance here is doubt. I don't think I'm getting this. Everyone else is so still. They look so peaceful. This is terrible. Maybe I need to try something else, hypnosis or Tai Chi, or this isn't for me. And, whatever. Those are great too. Not saying that. But, just doubting our capacity to practice and our capacity to awaken, which could show up as doubt in this form, doubt in the teacher, doubt in the Dharma, etc. So these are our aspects of, depending on our relationship with them, we'll talk about that tonight, aspects that could show up as suffering, as discomfort, as mental, emotional, physical, energetic pain. As well as the grief that's here. Personal, interpersonal, global. And so this practice, this version of the practice is inspired by Jill Shepherd, and she shared this practice with us on a 3-month retreat at IMS, Insight Meditation Society in Barre, Massachusetts. And I love this version. It's so great. Thank you, Jill. Oh, Jill. Hey. Anyways. So I think I'll explain it as we go along. Yes. And I just want to add this one other note before we go into it. Near the end of the practice, I'm going to share a poem. Yes. And I'm going to change the pronouns that are in the poem because the poem is written to a she, a her person. And I'm just going to be changing them to they and them, to include all of us. So apologies, Rosemary Wotola-Trommer, for changing the pronouns in your poem. Okay. What else? So these four Brahmavihara practices are also known as purification practices. They can touch and make space for kind, attentive space for sometimes difficult things to be known. And so it's wise, it's a sign of wisdom to know when to say no. So please pay attention. That would be part of a Brahmavihara practice. If you're feeling like too tender, then just go back to what we've been practicing, mindfulness of body, sensations of ground. You can open your eyes. If possible, it would be helpful if you can stay in the space here, and just take care of yourself, as you need to. Because we can't respond to all the suffering all the time. We might need to titrate, like maybe just a homeopathic dose of care. Homeopathic is a little dose of touching into what's tender and then feel the ground. Okay, so encouragement to take care of yourself in that way, in all the ways. Right. So adjusting your posture, these Brahmaviharas are again tender, kind, caring practices. If your posture is one of striving, and if you're trying real hard to be a good meditator or a good yogi, try less for now. Like maybe you want to change to a different chair. Do you need to adjust your posture, cushion? It's helpful for the body to be able to relax and feel like you care about it. So take a moment to adjust. And when you've found your posture that feels caring and supported, as we've been practicing, let the bones land so the muscles that are protecting and holding you up and away from this moment, see if some of them could soften. Check out any habit places of tension that you're becoming familiar with. If it's helpful to you, you're welcome to touch any areas of tension, the jaw, shoulders, heart, belly. Allow any sighing breaths that help you just meet yourself as you are showing up in this moment. which is entirely different than it was yesterday at this time, and different than how it will be tomorrow at this time. As if you're meeting yourself in a reflection, how are you, dear one? We see you. And then just float in this offering to yourself. I am aware of this pain. You don't need to go digging or excavating. Just float that in and see what's arising. Could be physical aversions, heartache, wanting, not wanting. Judgments of self, of others. What's been here that's asking for attention? I'm aware of this pain. Thoughts, sensations, emotions. What's been here for you that's asking to be known? Check it out. How are you aware of it? Has it been looping in your thoughts? Have you been pushing something away? Has it shown up as pain or contraction in the body? Did it show up with you as an extra piece of luggage or two? And then floating in, I care about this pain. I care about this pain. And you might check out, is that really true, or do I just care about it enough to get rid of it, to want to get rid of it? If it's helpful, you might like to place a hand on the heart or the belly or hold your face or hold your hands. There may not be specific risings that come into awareness, but just a general felt experience that there is suffering here. As part of being human, this world of great pain. And touching into this deep aspiration, not coming from aversion, because we're meeting it. I'm aware of this pain. I care about this pain. And very gently, may this pain release. Not pushing, just touching a heart wish. May this pain release. And then, may I know peace. So allow yourself to recall that it's possible. Recall the times when your body, heart, mind has been at peace, has known peace. And feel that potential that's here for all of us. May I know peace. Even if there's part of you, and it might be a part that's yelling, that doesn't believe it's possible for you. Please just gently continue. May I know peace. It's a cultivation. We just keep growing that seed that's there. Aware, care, release. Peace. And gently have some space from that practice and feel the ground, feel the body. Now gently open to invite into our awareness someone that you know who is suffering, who's experiencing some difficulty, whatever form it takes. Just trust whoever arises. Let them stand in, as it were, for all the people that you know. And just trust whoever's arising in awareness is where the heart is drawn to right now. And with that person that you know, it may be a dear one, a beloved, it may be someone that there's a difficult relationship with. It may be someone you don't know very closely. And that's okay. With that being in awareness, heart, mind, float in, I'm aware of this pain that they're experiencing. And I care about this pain. Part of you might be a little voice saying, yeah, sort of. And that's okay, let it be. And just continue cultivating and touching, letting grow the care without judging any other arisings that are here with it. Aware of this pain, and I care about this pain. May this pain release. May this pain release. May you know peace. May you remember it's possible. May you feel its potential within you. May you know peace. Feel these heart wishes within your own body. In relationship with others, we're not pushing it out or trying to fix others. We're untethering our own hearts in relation to others. May you know peace. And resting from that intention, feeling the ground, feeling the body. This poem is called Self-Compassion from Rosemary Wetola Trommer. It's like the scent of rain after a month of drought. The way it rises up and fills the lungs and quiets the body, softens the mind. That's what it's like when after grasping and spinning and reaching and clenching, at last, exhausted with my own fear, I lay my hand on my own heart and see through my thoughts and practice loving what is right here beneath my palm. This frightened being and the life that lives through them. Not a single promise that they will be safe, but oh, as I press my hand into the beat of this anxious heart, I promise they will be loved. I will be loved. In these last few minutes of silence together, you can revisit any part of this practice that feels called to, or just rest in presence. Aware, care, release, peace. We are aware of the pain of countless beings, and we care about this pain more than anything. We cultivate the deep aspiration and actions for all beings everywhere to know and have true peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.